On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Tom Crosdale.
Four men are due in court charged over a brawl in Maidstone during which a 21-year-old man was stabbed to death. They're accused of violent disorder after Andre Bent died in High Street in the early hours of Sunday. Jim owns a pub near where it happened.
It's not nice to be living in this environment. I've got a daughter, 18-year-old daughter. I don't want to let her out in the town because it's not safe. We could always walk down the road at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. To do whatever. No, you can't do it. I wouldn't let her do it. It's been getting worse and worse and worse. And I can't see it getting any better until something's done to stop it. It tends to be sort of focused into the High Street area of the town. There's not very much, many problems anywhere else. All seems to be over there. And God knows what they're going to do. It's just not nice.
A 19-year-old British woman's pleaded not guilty to lying about being raped by 12 Israeli men in Ayia Napa in Cyprus. She's been released on bail and is due to go on trial in October. A group of activists have stormed a slaughterhouse in Tunbridge Wells and locked themselves to machinery. They arrived at Forge Farm Meats in Southborough in the early hours of this morning and posted a video online.
We will happily remove ourselves if the animals planned to be slaughtered today are given up to the sanctuary to live out their lives in freedom. We are here today with a strong message. We would like the abolishment of all slaughterhouses and all use and abuse of animals.
Meat consumption is still on the rise. Systematic change is not happening fast enough, and we need to take action like this every week, every day, around the world to stop this madness.
The farming industry is lying to people when they pretend that there's an ethical way to kill someone who doesn't want to die. Well, it takes us a second to imagine ourselves in their position, screaming on a kill floor to see that this is wrong.
We're yet to hear from bosses at the slaughterhouse, but police say they're at the scene.
KMFM News.
A government advice is being brought in to try and help children's services in Medway get better. Inspectors have rated the department inadequate. The council says they're taking on more social workers. Almost £6,000 has been raised to help pay for the funeral of a six-year-old boy who died after falling into a river in Sandwich. People have also started raising money to get a memorial bench for Lucas Dobson, whose body was found in the Stour last week.
KMFM News.
Around 20 suspected migrants have been stopped heading across the channel in three small boats. KMFM understands they've been taken to a Home Office site in Dover. Reporter Mark White says there have been several similar incidents recently.
There has been a surge in the number of migrants trying to cross the channel this year. Official figures released actually by the French show that since January of this year, 1,400 migrants have been intercepted trying to cross the channel. Now, that is double the number of migrants who were intercepted for the whole of last year.
Jeremy Corbyn is meeting the leaders of other political parties to discuss how they can stop the UK leaving the EU without a deal. The Labour leader hopes to head up a caretaker government after defeating the Prime Minister in a no-confidence vote. Meantime, Nigel Farage says Boris Johnson will face an election battle unless he goes for a no-deal Brexit. His Brexit party has been announcing who they'll be putting up to fight a future election. Meanwhile, we're still not sure what's happened to Banksy's Brexit mural in Dover. It appeared on the side of a building on York Street in 2017 and shows the EU flag having one of its stars chiselled away. But over the weekend, scaffolding was put up and it looks like it's been painted over. Councillor Edward Biggs wants answers from the building's owners.
I think it's been an asset of Dover that we've all enjoyed. We love the fact that Banksy made the effort to put his for Dover. It was a very apt illustration, and I think generally the response has been very disappointed that it's just disappeared.
And with 13.2 hours of sunlight, East Morling was the sunniest place in the UK yesterday. But Heathrow was the hottest, with temperatures reaching 33.2 degrees.
KMFM Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
We're told the future of Bolton Football Club's still in doubt. Like fellow League One team Bury, they have until 5pm to find a new buyer or face being kicked out of the EFL. Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe says it's a situation his side have faced before.
No one wants to see any football clubs close. I think the dramatic effect that has, not just on the supporters, the players, everyone connected with the club, but the local area, the towns itself. I can only emphasise and feel that what the people of both clubs are going through.
British billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe has bought French side Nice, the club managed by former Arsenal captain Patrick Vieira. And in tennis, Britain's Johanna Konta and Dan Evans are through to the second round of the US Open, but Cameron Norrie and Harriet Dart both lost their first round ties. That's the latest.